You're listening to the audio production of Peace is a Practice, an invitation to breathe deep and find a new rhythm for life by Morgan Harper Nichols, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
Preface. For most of my life, I've lived with undiagnosed autism. I spent years living with a struggle without a name. Throughout daily life, a pendulum in my mind swung back and forth between these two thoughts. I think there's something wrong with me, and I need to figure out what to do with myself. And I think something's wrong with me, and I need help. When I was 27, I finally had just enough courage to ask my primary care doctor for advice on pursuing an autism diagnosis. Throughout my childhood, my parents had wondered if I might be on the autism spectrum, but after asking doctors over the years, they were told there was nothing to worry about. I would later find out that most of the studies on autism have been done with boys, so sometimes girls have an incredibly hard time getting support in pursuit of an autism diagnosis. As I sat there under the blinking fluorescent light, slowly lifting my gaze from the brown tiled floor, I finally let out the words, "Do you have any suggestions for who I could talk to about autism spectrum disorder? I think I could be on the spectrum." Without even looking up from his clipboard, my doctor spouted out confidently, "You have nothing to worry about. You're perfectly normal." Sadly, I left that room believing him. The pendulum in my mind swung back again. I guess I need to figure this out myself. I spent the next few years trying to do just that. It wasn't until years later that I discovered videos of women talking about their experiences with getting diagnosed with autism as adults. I sat there in awe as I listened. I felt as though they were describing my whole life. Through those videos, I found the courage to seek help again. I ended up finding a specialist in my area and was finally able to talk to someone for the first time. Autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disorder, and the range of symptoms varies widely. The word spectrum is important when it comes to autism because it looks different person to person. Signs of autism begin during early childhood and typically last throughout adulthood. Autism can affect everything in daily life, from how someone socializes and communicates to how they learn and function. My own diagnosis includes a sensory processing disorder, which in my case means something as simple as the texture of clothing or a bright light can have a profound impact on me and my ability to process and be present in the moment. For years, I have been incredibly hard on myself for having these sensitivities.
When I was a touring musician, sometimes I would walk off stage ready to cry and didn't know why.
I felt overwhelmed physically, even when I felt fine emotionally. Now I've realized that the high volume from the massive speakers and the sound of all the instruments was wearing me down minute by minute. My life has been filled with stories like this. From as early as I can remember, all the way into being an adult, I have had moments where I felt ready to shut down, but I had no idea why. Moments when I would go into a bathroom and sit in the stall just to have a moment of silence. Moments when I would run and hide and retreat to a dark place just to get my heart rate down. I would also have moments when I would go outside and just stare at the wide open sky. I would sit on the front porch of my childhood home and carefully observe the rocks scattered around my feet. I would go to the nearest pine tree and grab hold of the bark and just stand there for a while. I would pull out my sketchbook and doodle my way into the margins. I would sit at the kitchen table and scribble out poetry. I would sing. I would practice peace. When the specialist officially gave me my diagnosis, which was rather long and was certainly a lot to take in, the last thing she said was, "And it's not your fault." Before she came into the room, I had been gripping the pillow on the couch the entire time. As she said those words, I loosened my grip, and with this loosened grip came at least a decade's worth of tears. For so long, I had struggled with everyday tasks that I felt I should be able to do. I had told myself it was all on me to manage the daily stresses and anxieties I faced. Somewhere along the way, I had decided to carry the weight of everything I struggled with on my shoulders. Every friendship I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?